So just 4 years after you conk out in the first day of the great Queensland bike ride, you're going to the Olympics. You selected to represent Australia in Atlanta 1996. It's extraordinary, but the weather gods weren't smiling on the day of the women's road race. Take us through the day.
So Atlanta, for those who know that part of America, huge, extremely hot and humid. We'd trained in Cairns, so we were ready for it. It had been dry the whole time of the Olympics so far, and it was after that. It poured on the day. I still remember we started the race with certain wheels and certain brakes because there's a combination that you use in dry and wet weather. We got the call to say it's going to storm. The storm came, hadn't rained for weeks. We were in a tree-lined suburb, water running underneath leaves on the ground, and pretty good bike skills from all accounts. Touched a brake on a bend, and that shouldn't have happened. So as it turned out, the wheels and the brake pads were different for the wet than they should have been. Down you go. So I crashed halfway through the race. So the assumption was race over.
Yeah.
Got up, finished the race. I think I finished about 30th. I can't even remember. It didn't matter. Probably talk about devastation from an illness perspective, something that happens to you and you deal with it. Talk about devastation for a build-up and a high point, a life high point where you put all your energy into. There's nothing you can do other than somehow find a way to reconcile. I stopped in the sport for a year after that because I wasn't able to reconcile what had happened with things out of your control. But a year later, when I watched a teammate finish second in the World Championships, I mean, hang on, this drive in this sport's not over. And I came back in 1998 and off we went again.
So just on that, you were 39th for the record, 15 didn't finish, you got up and you finished after the crash. So you're only 27. So was it retirement in your mind or was it time out?
I still can't remember. I still can't reconcile what that was, but it was, in my mind, it was an inability to reconcile. So how fortunate, or by plan or design or by circumstance, that I had a career running, and I would always attest that young people, you know, please have a number of threads going, not necessarily all the one focus, you know, all at the same focus. But I'd had my university studies, I had a master's underway, I had a working career underway. I knew I always had other things to move on to. And as a young female athlete, you're not going to make your life living out of the sport. Not then, not quite now for many people, but yeah, we hope for in the future. So I was able to probably shut the shutters down on the grief and the trauma and change direction and move back into a more mainstream, you know, lifestyle until such time that I allowed myself to say, hang on, that fire's not gone out yet. And that distance of space and time had enabled, you know, me without treatment or, you know, or therapy to reconcile my mind that I was ready to come back. And the system, you know, the system being the coaches, the AIS, you know, peers, athletes, friends, welcome me back into the system, but I did need to take that time out. It was quite clear what happened afterwards, that I wasn't done and dusted and coming back was the right thing to do.